The Character Edge by Robert L. Caslin Jr. and Michael D. Matthews. Narrated for you by James Lurie, with an introduction from the authors. Forward. This audiobook catapults General Robert Caslin and Professor Michael Matthews into the front rank of the legion of people now working on good character across the world. Part of the reason for the success of this audiobook is the character and hugely different experiences of the two people who wrote this gem. I want to tell you about each of them. I first met General Caslin when he was the brigadier general who had just taken his new assignment as commandant of West Point. I was a visitor, lecturing to the cadets about resilience and post-traumatic growth. We met to discuss the future of his counseling service. General Caslin was concerned that the counseling service was exclusively occupied with bad stuff, drug abuse, low-level criminality, and sexual harassment. Couldn't counseling do better than just this by giving advice and measuring the good stuff as well, he asked, like how to become an exemplary soldier or how to make academic choices based on one's strengths, not just how to be less bad? I could see that we were on the same wavelength. His interest was military excellence and academic excellence, and so was mine. My specific interest there was in transforming counseling services and psychology generally into being about what makes life worth living, as opposed to just how to deal with the negative stuff and with the bad apples. So he and I talked about the possibility that the counseling center could be a place where cadets find out about the best things about themselves. I left the meeting thinking, this guy is a visionary. Fast forward a few years later, General Caslin has now become the superintendent of West Point, the officer in charge of the whole shebang. As you will hear, the theme of his tenure was the building of character. His many years of experience in the field at every level of command had taught him that building character is the cornerstone of military leadership. And this is what he brings to this audiobook: thousands of hours of actual leadership, ranging from in extremis on the battlefield to the more pastoral setting of West Point. His partner in this audiobook is Professor Michael Matthews, a scholar, researcher, and teacher of long experience. I first met Mike more than 15 years ago when I was organizing the Future of Positive Psychology. We invited Mike to become a senior fellow for several months at the University of Pennsylvania under a grant from the John Templeton Foundation and Atlantic Philanthropies. Angela Duckworth and I had just begun to work on GRIT, and Mike and Angela began a collaboration with West Point to study who quits the academy after Beast Barracks, the grueling summer program that new cadets face as their first introduction to the Army. GRIT proved to be a significant predictor of not quitting, and this expanded into Mike's work on character as a predictor of military success and also launched Angela's remarkable career. So what Mike brings to this audiobook are serious behavioral science, rigor, and many years of experience teaching and measuring the minds and behavior of cadets. As you will see, this results in a unique, unprecedented collaboration between a member of the highest ranks of military leadership with a lifetime of extensive experience in instilling character in soldiers in the field, with a senior behavioral scientist experienced in measurement and experimental design. So you have in front of you the first audiobook on character resulting from a partnership between long experience with the reality of the battlefield, combined with long experience in behavioral science. Joining two good heads together is only a potential, but the actuality is an audiobook on character that they and the entire field can be proud of. I'm going to avoid spoilers in this foreword, but I want to tell you what I liked the most. Duty, honor, country is the traditional motto of West Point. But merely mouthing that motto over and over does not translate it into the actions of its graduates. It is Caslin and Matthews' insight that the molding of character during a cadet's 4 years at West Point